initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday night. It's cold outside, but it's about to get hot in here. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reiss. All right, ladies, lights, camera, action. You're on.
Well, you know, it's not just all the connections. It's who you know, who knows you. And
that's
the lady
right.
Next to me has all the connections.
Yes, she does.
We know who that is.
I set you up.
Yes, we're going to introduce everybody here. Before we go, Peter, do we have anyone on the lines?
Yeah, we got somebody on the line.
Is that Bob?
It is Bob.
Okay, Bob, we'll be right with you. I just want to introduce Forbes Riley.
You have ESP.
I know. Yes, so Forbes Riley is here.
Yay!
You won the
We're
most
so
powerful
excited.
Woman award, is that right?
I did. I am the most powerful woman in Tampa Bay.
That's
I
right.
I did win that award.
And like the electric company is here.
Well, and that and my fiance just won Mr. World, so the two of us, I mean, we're sitting on the top. Trump, move over.
Yeah. Alrighty. Yeah. And then we have Niecy, we have Renee. She's a makeup artist. She's
Nicole.
An actress.
Yes.
And she's
Nicole.
Wearing the coolest leather jacket I've ever seen.
Tell her. Yeah. That's Nicole. Yes. And then we also have Renee here, and she helped us with the Tampa Bay Film Society.
Yes, yes, I did.
And we have Christy, our new rock and roll reporter.
Hi, guys.
Yes. And Bob. Bob is on the air. Do we have anyone else on with Bob as well?
No, we don't.
Okay, so good. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, before we start, I have to do this because I know that the owners of Russo's Pizza are listening, and we want to thank them for all the pizza that they gave us tonight.
Thank you.
It's very good.
My hips, thank you.
My beyonds, thank you.
It's great pizza. You have a 28-inch giant party pizza, big-time slices, New York-style pizza. Their thing is, if it isn't fresh, they don't serve it. It's Russo's Pizza, New York Pizzeria, 2233 Yay. Gulf de Bay Boulevard in Clearwater. Number is 727-648-4308. Russo's New York Pizzeria.
And tomorrow's their anniversary, so get this. They're giving free pizza for a year from November 17th. Actually, that's tomorrow. 11 to 10, giant slices of pizza, cannoli, draft beer. So go in and see them and sign up for a year worth of pizza, like pizza a week.
Cannolis, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
That sounds good. It's good pizza. It's real good.
Exactly.
Didn't give me big-time heartburn like a lot of pizza does. Great ingredients, big time pizza. Definitely check it out, Russo's Pizzeria.
And we want to thank them for supporting our show tonight. So, Bob, I'm so excited. I met with you the other day, and I want to tell you, my husband slept so well. Do you hear this? That's the good night's sleep formula.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness, that's great. I'm so happy.
Yes, and today, do you know why I have so much energy? Because I'm on the Super Nutra Complete, and it's in my bottle.
That's great.
And you guys have no idea how super Nutra she is today.
Yes, I have lots of energy, and I'm not slagging or legging, and I'm very excited. So, Bob, tell us, you know, I want to say something before you start. My sister's husband has dementia, and you said you were on Peter Jennings, and you ended up talking about dementia. My brother, we're going to see you next week. He had open-heart surgery, right, and he's coming in to see you. And you just blew me away just by listening and watching the testimonies that we're going to end up playing as well. And Peter's going to do that here in a few minutes after you. But in the meantime, tell us more about the products. I'm going to be putting a link up here so that people can order. And that's it. We'll be doing that shortly. But introduce yourself, Bob, with the company and how it started.
Sure. Yeah, our company is in St. Petersburg, right on Central Avenue, and it's called Boomers Forever Young. It's a holistic nutrition company, and we've been in business for 8 years. And the reason we started the company was I came to the building at that site 8 years ago to help my now business partner, Larry, with a real estate project, and I was also a holistic health therapist, and he was really sick, so I started helping him with his health and got him certain nutritional things he needed, and he made a complete recovery. He de-aged significantly and lost 50 pounds. He got off all 11 of his medications, and we canceled his surgeries, and he's now restored back to perfect health and has been for many years. He's now 73 years old, going on 33 years old.
I think, Forbes, you have a question for him, because it's pretty, I know she's like, oh my gosh, this sounds great. Forbes, Riley.
Yeah. Well, and because I'm sure you remember Jack LaLanne.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I spent the last 8 years of my life, of his life, on television with him. We sold juicers. And I happen to live in St. Petersburg, so I'm actually incredibly excited to connect with you beyond this radio show. And I think other people should. Your products sound amazing. And Dawn does have a lot more pep in her step.
I do. Awesome. I do.
Yeah.
Do we have our other surprise VIP guest on the phone yet from L.A.? Hold on, Bob.
We have two reporters on the line.
Okay, they're on hold yet. They'll be on hold. Do we have another line that's open?
We have another line that's open. Nobody's called in yet.
Okay, I'll text him. Okay, so anyway, so Bob, other stories that are on your site, what happens if somebody has high blood pressure or, you know, can you tell us about that and what the products would do, or maybe knee or joint pain?
Yeah, sure. Well, with high blood pressure, quite often it's a circulation problem and also, you know, a loss of veracity in your heart muscle. And the products that we have make your heart muscle contract much more deeply and then expand much more, helping your circulation. And also the product helps to dilate your arteries. So people with high blood pressure do really well. And also with joint pain, a lot of it's from inflammation, as are about 90% of all the diseases people get are caused by inflammation. And we have a really super high anti-inflammatory product that's made from sprouted barley seeds that totally eliminates your inflammation. You can actually measure it with a blood test that's an enzyme in your liver that goes down as your inflammation goes down. So we're able to actually clinically measure it. And we have many, many thousands of people that have reduced their inflammation and reduced the significance of their disease states.
Well, Bob, this is Nisi, and I have a quick question. What are the natural ingredients that are in this product that you are, that's super
the main ingredient that reduces inflammation is called superoxide dismutase, and that's the main antioxidant of your body, but you make less and less of it as you age. So as people get older, they age faster because their inflammation goes up and their rate of burn goes up. So, you know, like humans are like a log burning in a fire, and over a course of 90 years, you burn out. But you burn very, very slowly, almost imperceptibly when you're 20. Mm-hmm. But as you age, you make less and less of this antioxidant, SOD, and so you age faster. We now have a product that contains enough SOD to revert your rate of aging back to a 20-year-old, and all your inflammation goes away as a result.
I feel like a 20-year-old already just drinking this drink that I had today, Bob.
Baby, you look good.
I'm not surprised. You're not the only one. There's many thousands of people that have felt the same way since we started doing this 8 years ago.
Well, I know, let's see, does anybody else have a question here real quick? I have two reporters. Actually, they're signed up under with one of your main, the guys that we talked to today, and Nisi's going to sign up.
Yes, I am going to sign up. I definitely want to look into this. Totally.
Exactly, exactly. So I think one of the reporters have a question for you. We'll put them on. Who do we have, Peter?
We've got Carrie from Michigan, and we've got Teresa from California.
Okay, so Teresa, I sent you the link. You looked over everything. Tell me what you think, and do you have a question for Bob?
How do you set up the link?
Okay, we're going to send that to you. I was talking about the product. Did you watch the testimonies?
I did not get a chance to go over that.
Okay, so
I do have some questions for Riley.
Yes, well, we're going to come back to Riley, Miss Riley, in a second. I know she was excited to talk to you. She's done her homework. So also, let's put Carrie on and see if she has a question for Bob.
You're already on.
Okay, Carrie, do you have a question for Bob?
Yes, Bob. I was just wondering about the one with the weight loss. What all is in that? As like the acai berry, I can't have that. So I wanted to make sure if there was anything like that in the one for the weight loss.
No, not in that one. That's an African mango product. One of the things you want to consider, though, is that a lot of times when people are a little bit overweight, it's because they're actually malnourished. And as you get older, you have a harder time absorbing nutrients. And so you crave more and more food, and you end up, you know, gaining weight as a result of that. And if you want to release that weight, the real key is to become extremely well-nourished so that you don't crave as much food. And then your metabolism works much better, and we can help you do that with the product that Dawn was talking about, Super Nutra Complete. Does a tremendous job with that. And also the SOD we were referring to before is in a product made from sprouted barley seeds. So the best thing for you to really do is give a call to our office. We have free consultations and a full staff of holistic health therapists right on Central Avenue in St. Pete. And you can call us and talk to us about that and anything else that you want to talk about regarding your health. We'll be happy to help you with.
We're excited. I want to send Forbes Riley over there.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Also, too, thank you, Carrie. Hold on the line because Forbes is here. Do you have any other questions? Anybody else here?
Good? I do. Are there other products that you have now?
Yes, we have 20 different products on our website. So pretty much any issue that someone has, the main things that people have trouble with as they age are issues with their heart and circulation, cancer, strokes, diabetes, high blood pressure, all those different issues.
I just have trouble remembering where my keys are. I can't remember where my keys are.
Yeah,
my phone and my keys. Is that
sure?
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah. We have two different brain boosters.
Good.
We call them nootropics. So nootropic is a category of products that help boost your memory, focus, concentration. We actually have the product that's used by the SpaceX scientists and the Tesla engineers. They all use the same product to boost their brain power, and we have that product. So if you give us a call, we'll be happy to help you get that.
Okay, Bob, can we have that number so everybody will know how to get in touch
with you? Actually, they're going to go through me, Bob, right? We're going to be hi, everybody. They're going to go through me, and they can call me at 727-871-7788. And then we have other reps under us that we're going to be working with them. So your phone at the office has been ringing all day today.
Awesome.
So, you know, and I do want to say before we go to Forbes Riley, we have her here. You know, my husband, he has a problem sleeping at night. And he took one of them and he slept very well. And, you know, otherwise, you know, he'd have to have maybe a little drink at night or something to fall asleep, or he'd be up three or four times. But it really worked. And I'll tell you, and I liked your idea that you said relax your tongue when you wake up. And then you, so that was amazing. I want to thank you for that. So we're excited to promote these products for you. And I just want to say thank you again. I'll see you Friday because I'm going to do an interview with you at the studio.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm very honored. And you guys have a wonderful show.
Thank you, Bob. We'll have you here at the station as soon as possible.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
everybody.
You.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye, everybody. That's Bob. That was
Bye,
the same.
Bob.
Yes. And anyway, so Forbes Riley is here. Well, let me fix my microphone again.
You're killing
me. Forbes, tell
us. Yes, honey. Talk to me. I'll cover for you. Here I am.
So tell us about your book that we're reading, and I'm going to talk about what I've enjoyed
about
it.
Well, number one, so you sent me the cutest photo of you on the beach. It was like a Vogue picture with my book.
Yeah.
And my book is kind of futuristic anyway. I thought the colors, it looked great outdoors, and you rocked it.
Thank you.
The book is called Verdition, V-I-R-D-I-T-I-O-N. It's the actually art of virtual auditioning. Now, you might say, but I'm not an actor. Yes, you are. Trust me. No. Everybody has ever wanted to get a date. No, but this has to do with personal branding so that you can succeed on the internet.
Right.
So the first half of the story, which I'm so grateful to Will Quonis for inviting me to co-write this book with him, because it started out as a website. And you know me, I teach and I coach. And I said, well, you need a book to explain what this platform is. Because the platform did two things. One, if you have a voice or a talent and want to get on The Voice, American Idol, it has a whole different way of doing that. And then as an actor, and this really appealed to me, he created kind of virtual rooms. You know, all of a sudden there was no such thing as Zoom before. So now you and I can all meet. We don't have to fly from New York to LA to Atlanta to wherever they're shooting to audition.
Right.
And that's a real pain. But if you can set up your own studio in your house, now it's so easy, but people don't know how to do it. That's the first thing, technical. But how about emotional and branding? Do you, nowadays, you've got to know who you are.
Yeah.
You've got to know if you're tall, short, old, young, pink, white, green, black. Okay, right, that's great. That means you don't go up for certain roles or every role, but you bring you to it. And if, it helps if you study a little bit of theater and acting, which was I did my whole entire life. So the first half of this book is how a fat, goofy, wannabe dancer became one of the leading infomercial hosts grossing the highest amount of female has done on television. Mm-hmm. Kind of crazy. And I've created all these themes out of this, like you're the sum of the obstacles you overcome, or life happens for you, not to you. And when you discover these things, but the little girl who is in most of this beginning of this book struggles so much with figuring out who she is, audition after audition. Now imagine this. You have a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
But every single day you have to audition against five other really talented people for that exact same job.
Right.
You'd make yourself nuts. Mm-hmm. And then you walk in and a boss can say to you, baby, your hair's too short. I don't like your eyes. That you need to lose 15 pounds. In my business, that's not against the law. That is the law.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, you're always made to feel less than. So what you can do now is if you can sing, create your own YouTube channel. Yeah. Get a following. Promote your material. If you're a writer, that's obscure in the entertainment industry.
Right.
Write stuff. Blog. You can become well-known and an expert in any area that you want. And this book, one, is very inspiring. I'll ask you guys. You read it.
Yes.
So, Niecy, what did you get out of this?
You know, I've been working with you for a while now. But one of the things that I got out of this book was the fact that it just wants it drives you. It wants to make you continually read this book. And I always felt like I have to do more and I have to be better. And that's one of the biggest things, because you get kind of put in a box. You put yourselves in a box. And to be able to break out of that box, know who you are, know that you can do all things. And I think that's one of the best things that I got out of the book. I'm still reading it. But the first part of that book, it was just so inspiring for me.
I can say I have another book to come just based on how I got Paula Abdul's name on the front of this book.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That is a truly a Forbes story. Now, and I love that you say you guys study with me. Mm-hmm. I do have a course called Forbes Factor Live. We're doing it.
It's great, you guys. Trust me. It's great.
It's mm-hmm. life-changing.
Yes.
Next one is in February. And it's here in St. Pete. And it's intimate. We don't do any more than 40, 45 people. And it's the most amazing journey you could ever take. And how do I know that? Well, because not only do I witness everybody change.
Mm-hmm. And she knows everybody, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I said that the other day in class. We have 50, about maybe 45 people, right?
Right.
If you meet them on day one, on day two, do you know everybody's name? I make that part of the policy. You don't come back with a name badge because I've already met you. I've had you stand up and do something. And I know, see, in the first 2 days, we teach you how to pitch.
Right.
So, Dawn, you pitch all the time. You pitch ideas, television scripts. What is the art of the pitch for you?
I just had that happen today. What do? I said, well, I'm a talk show host. I help people around the world. I'm on TV and radio.
I love that. And then what was their next question?
Oh, how can I get on?
Okay, so one of the first things, let's go back to what's your name? Now, people love when I do this. I kind of break that barrier. Hey, my name is Forbes. Riley. Forbes as in the magazine.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Well, remember we didn't like the pitch that I did before.
Well, because go for it.
Well, we were doing, Do you want my old pitch?
Whatever works for you. I don't. See, I'm not. Here's the beautiful thing, guys. I'm not married to the outcome. It has to be what works for you. If it makes it memorable, look at the success that you've had since we've met.
Oh my gosh, Forbes! I went out of my box, and I had regular reporters, and I got two on the line that are from Michigan and from California. But I went out of my box to get reporters from pageants all around the world. That came from your seminar.
Thank you very much.
I stepped out of my box. I said, "How can I make this bigger?" And you said, "Write down your goals." And I was like sitting there going, I'm just going to network, and the world's tourism pageant opened up, and then gingerbread pageants opened up, and I got two amazing reporters that can't wait to talk to you. But I say my name is Dawn, like morning or day,
and I kind of just let's make it simple. It has to be like music. Hey, my name is Dawn Reese. Dawn, like the rising of the sun in the day. I'm going to brighten yours. Watch me.
Oh, I like that.
Oh yeah.
And I didn't even take the next seminar yet.
but sometimes it is that easy. Because here's what you don't remember. Is people go, well, all I remember right now is when I see a ray of sunshine. Oh, right, Dawn. That's all I need to do, as opposed to she's the laundry detergent.
I just found out that Dawn means God's mouthpiece from another Dawn that's a pastor.
Okay, that's way too complicated. But I like Dawn. Yeah, I can clean up your business.
No, I like that because...
She is awesome.
True.
She is
it's
so
true.
Awesome.
I'm oxyclean.
But I have a question for you.
Yes.
Reading your book is amazing.
Thank you.
Knowing you is amazing. Watch what you do with people is amazing. But for you, what are the most that you regret doing and what you regret not doing?
Well, number one, regrets are a horrible thing because you can never go back and change anything.
Right.
There is a beautiful man in the other room that I love, but I'm going to tell this story. I have only one regret in my entire entertainment business, and it has to do a little bit with the Me Too movement. George Clooney was across a crowded room. I was too shy, and I didn't go over and say hi. See, my theory is every girlfriend he ever had became famous. Why is Stacey Keibler on Dancing with the Stars? Because she slept with George Clooney. That's the only regret that I have.
Oh, my.
Aside from that...
Just meet him, right?
It was on a ship that sailed, whatever. And so the truth is I really don't have any regrets, is the point of that story.
Okay.
You make decisions. And here's a funny thing. If you even entertain regrets, that means in your subconscious that, wow, I made a bad choice. What if every choice is the only choice you make? Mm-hmm. You can't go back. And if you start to doubt yourself, you're going to doubt your future ability to make decisions, and that's where your happiness lies.
Okay.
I teach people to make decisions fast. I don't care what they are. Decide, request. Hey, can you help me do this? All of a sudden, people are like, my whole life I was terrified to ask anybody for anything. I thought if I asked you for help, that meant I'm weak.
I was like that. I have no problem now, but I get what you're saying. You know, even you gave me a beautiful bracelet. I'm not used to receiving. And I was like, this is so beautiful. And that meant so much to me last week. And you said you've done so much for me. And that's why I wanted to get you connected with Forbes as well. And I thank you for that. But no.
Oh, I'm gonna hit this one in the beautiful head because you just touched a nerve that everyone just said, whoa. I'm not used to receiving.
I am now.
But take a breath.
Yeah.
Because it's also about everybody else. Look at Robin's face. I don't think that everybody is used to receiving. And I did this in my class not long ago. Mm-hmm. I had this woman who said, and it's on video. It's on YouTube. She said, this is the happiest day of my life, Forbes. I love you. I followed you all over the country. I'm as happy as I could possibly be. And I had a sense that something was wrong. Well, something actually did happen. But with that aside, she told a little story about being able to not receive something, and I made her put her hands out, and everybody in my room, I said, just take out a dollar bill. Just place it in her hands.
The other girl that sang.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
similar
that
to that.
Was another one.
But she just started crying hysterically, and all people were doing was giving her a dollar bill. She had no capacity to receive, and what you do with that is you push people away. Mm-hmm. You think you're being oh so nice and so wonderful, and you can't take a compliment. Well, baloney. You have to learn how to receive. It's probably the most beautifully hard thing
it
to
is.
Do, but it makes her or him, whoever gave it to you, feel much better.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine somebody gives you beautiful flowers. Oh, I don't deserve these. Well, you're right. Maybe you don't deserve them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not do that to ourselves. Instead, mm-hmm. go, wow, how heartful and thankful of you thinking of me, and I love you too.
Right.
We just go to the negative. You start to hear people all the time. They go to the negative so fast.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Yeah.
It makes everybody else negative.
Right. And then I'm going to give you two other key phrases. Watch out for these. One is, I don't know. As soon as you say, I don't know, you close. Because you close every door of possibility.
Right.
I can ask anybody almost anything. First response is, well, I don't know. I'm like, yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Now get out of that. You know my big question about asking your first memory in life?
Yeah.
I don't know. Of course you do. Who else would?
Right.
And then this, so that's a really important one, the I don't know. And then I had the other one. It just went out of my brain. It'll come to me in a second. But it's this, it's in the middle of a sentence. People say, you know. So, Donna, you know, I'm... No, we don't know. Stop saying, you know, I don't know.
A lot of people from Wisconsin say that. No, I am on the phone with them.
Well, let's not be prejudiced against the entire state. Wisconsin people say, you know.
Well, we can say that about Chicago, you know.
Right. Well, it's... okay, it's not like a Canadian A. Right. And it's not like an Aussie shimple and the bobby kind of thing. No, but... People say it, if you start listening to the gap, it doesn't make any sense when they speak. And I kind of, you don't write like that, do you? Every other phrase is, you know, I went to the store, you know, like I did that. When you interrupt people, all of a sudden they stop their own BS. And they're like, oh, have a different conversation. That would be my quest to all you guys tomorrow. Have different conversations with people than you do normally.
We did today. You know, I got to tell you, Christy, I don't know. I had to take the video down because this guy's going to be in this next week. She brought me to a miracle story. A gentleman we met had a motorcycle, and he hit a deer, and he was paralyzed in a coma for from 2013 to now. And she took me to the rehab place. Yeah. And I already have Cherie that's going to do a documentary with me on him. And he's going to be at the station next week. He can walk. He can move his arm. He can get dressed. I had to stop the camera a couple times because I was tearing up.
What did he? What do you attribute that to?
You have to wear a helmet when you're on a motorcycle.
No, but his rehab, his recovery.
They have a whole story of it. You know, that's a friend of yours, Christy, the one that brought it to my attention.
Attribute it to choice.
Choice?
It was his choice. It wasn't his time, girl.
That's so beautiful.
That is it. It was his choice. So that's the only thing.
We're going to have some really informational stories.
It's a choice.
Well, that's what we don't understand, how to encourage it. I mean, I wanted somebody famous inside my book. And wanted A-list. I wanted Paula Abdul, basically. Because when you read the book, it's about her based on some level. But I don't know her. What do you do? Mm-hmm. And it was
You picked her.
Call her up.
Well, I didn't happen to have her number. But she and I were at an event together. And even then, I still get shy. It's the George Clooney thing. I still, at this level in my life, get very starstruck. And I have to be careful about that. Because I grew up as an ugly, lonely little girl in front of a television. So everybody was more famous, more beautiful, thinner, and more rich than I was. And that's how I viewed life.
But didn't your mom say, take a chance and call them up?
There's a
little section in your book where your mom said, call them up, and just telling you to go for it.
That's what you need. So if it hadn't been for my mom saying that around a kitchen table, and I love that you heard that in the story, I wouldn't have gotten a Broadway show with Christopher Reeve that I did because I knew the rules. You know, my daughter has a book coming out called Every Company Needs a Kid. She's turning 16 in a week. When she was 8 years old, you know, my fitness product, Spin Gym, she came in and we were all trying to figure out how to get the price lower for like a Groupon special.
Okay.
And we couldn't figure it out. Well, they ordered 75,000 of these. You can imagine I wrote the largest check I've ever had to write in my life. But I needed the price to get down. So she said, Mommy, why don't you take out the bag? And I said, I'm thinking because the bag has a name on it, it's cute, but you don't need it to Spin Gym, do you? 55 cents per person times $75,000 was her idea.
Wow.
Because she didn't see life. Smart. Well, no, but not only that, she just didn't see the rules because she's a kid.
Okay.
We know the rules. Right. I know I can't take my shirt off here without you guys going, whoa. Okay? No, I'm not. But I went to a nudist colony recently. I'm saying that on national television. That's a low-key. No, wait. I went there because they were doing a show, a radio show called The Fitness Buff. And he wanted to interview me, and I had my clothes on. But no one else did. It was very awkward and weird. But I'm literally standing there at, like, the check-in desk, and a guy, very, very tall, handsome, dark man shows up with not a stitch of clothing on his body. First of all, I can't stop staring. And I'm not staring at the color of his eyes. I'm just going, wow. And he's signing in like it's nothing. And I'm like, it's, oh my God, you're button. Ooh. But if I'm in public here and my breast falls out of at a bar,
okay.
I could get arrested. Mm-hmm. What realities are you living in? It's what you choose.
Okay.
So that's what this comes back to. Now we get all lost. Everyone's smiling about thinking about naked. Where is Joshua? You know, Mr. World is in the house. Can you get him in here?
Yeah, we'll get him. You know, I got to tell you, the way he comes in here, Mr. World, I enjoyed reading when you were in New York and the apartment and the breakdown service. I did that in L.A. I had an office on Hollywood and Vine, and I was tired of my agents not sending me out, and I would put myself out there with my agent friends.
Don't you just
all got
love
together.
How she did that? How she worked that out? It's like
I was
had
loving her story.
My own management company.
Well, hello. My name is Lindsay Maxwell,
right?
and I represent a wonderful talent named Forbes Riley. Yeah, she comes from Long Island, New York. No, you've got to see her. No, this girl is something special. I wouldn't be representing her if she wasn't that special. Really true. Oh yeah,
that's awesome.
Brilliant.
That's what I used to do.
Awesome. I lied, and I will tell you what I did that for years. Got myself bookings. Yes. And then
you were on General Hospital.
I was on all kinds of things.
Yes.
And then one day, someone outed me. I actually was on the phone with a producer, because sometimes you like lose it, you know, like where my New York slips in. He's like, is this Forbes? I'm like, So like Lindsay's in the bathroom and I was trying to cover for her and I was like, oh God. Very embarrassing, but I will tell you, it is about taking your life in your own hands. And sometimes the rules were you're not supposed to do that. Okay. I just, after my mom said that, I said, you know what? I'm gonna figure out what the rules are and break them. Oops. Not illegally.
Or make your own.
Well, you don't see, but they don't ask you to make your own rules. Trust me, it'd be very nice. But no, I'm breaking rules. But I am making it work because that's, you know, I was a magician. My dad taught me things. And what people don't see and doesn't hurt them seems to be okay. Right?
Right.
Like if I paid for you on going through Starbucks and you didn't know, well, that's breaking the rules. You're not supposed to pay for somebody else. That's like a weird social rule. Why would you do that? Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I wanted, and I'm so afraid to say some of these things in public about what I wanted and what I did because there's still people out there who could get me. But let's just say I wanted to be part of an organization that was very, very hard to get into, and you couldn't get into it if you didn't have a card. And you had to get a card to get into it.
Okay.
So I found a loophole in their contract and made it so that all my friends and I could get in.
Okay.
That's not quite the rules. No one really got hurt. It was 40 years ago, so no one will really care. But I can't stand the way some of the rules are made by people who don't care, you know?
Mm-hmm. They don't care.
Well, why is that the rule? And I'm gonna get really angry right now. You're going to think this is weird, and don't yell at me.
No,
listen. My daughter just scraped her nose at the bottom of a pool, right? Go to urgent care, and they said, wow, she could probably have a concussion. There was blood everywhere. And then the guy said, you need an MRI. We got to get you to a hospital. So we take her, not that anxiously, to All Children's, mm-hmm. and I go in, and the doctor looks at her and says, oh, you know, she's kind of scraped it. She probably doesn't really have a concussion. We're not going to do an MRI. We would never do that. We're just going to give you some Neosporin and send you home.
Okay.
In all fairness, how much did that cost? Just the emergency room.
Now?
Right now.
$6,000.
$5,000? $6,000? $6,000 to walk into, no x-ray, no, you can't do that.
My husband had it.
They're doing it.
So the doctor walked in and said, we're going to give you something, and he walked out.
But it's better to go into urgent care, though.
No, it was urgent care.
No. This was the emergency room after urgent care.
Yeah.
She walked in. They looked at her. There's no x-ray. You cannot be $3,000.
I agree. We're dealing with that right now.
Wait.
One at a time, because I think this is really important.
I had a high blood pressure issue. I went into the emergency room. When I got the bill 2 weeks later, it's $5,633.
And how did they justify that?
They justified it by just me walking in the emergency room, for them taking my blood, for them having the doctor come in, the nurse come in, and just taking up space.
And giving you a script, right?
But then you can't ever go to an emergency room. You can't afford it.
If you don't have any insurance, no.
No.
Forget insurance. You can't afford it at all.
It's crazy.
I'm just really upset about this. And this is a nothing thing. What happens when you get the x-ray? Do you leave with a $30,000 bill because you broke a leg?
You leave in bankruptcy.
You have to negotiate. Afterwards, you can call them up. You can negotiate. You say, listen, I don't have insurance. Let's see what we got to do. You got to come down.
But you're still bankrupt.
I want an itemized bill.
But I'm sorry. This is...
But we had to say that. Well, hey, guess what? I have three people on the phone.
I'm sorry, we got to.
I just want to get Brandon on because Hollywood Connections have given connections, and Brandon came on one of my auditions. And Brandon, I just want to thank you for calling in. You're a success story with Hollywood Connections. What happened after you met me?
Thanks for having me on, Don. I came on, and the director whose film I was just in, my first film down here, I'm from Nebraska. I moved down here, and that got me my first film role down here. So it was definitely a great networking experience, made a great connection. But I thought it was really funny when you guys were talking about insurance, because I'm an insurance agent. It was really funny to listen to you guys talk. But it's actually, 60 to 75% of Americans don't have the money to pay for a hospital bill if that happens.
Yeah,
and it's really sad what it is. But back to what.
So, as an actor, where are you located? Are you in Hollywood?
He's here.
No, I'm down here in Florida. I live in Clearwater.
I grew up
in Nebraska, and I did my undergrad theater performance at the University of Nebraska.
Well, I own a TV studio local here. Did you know that? You need to
now you're discovered again.
Yeah, no. You need to go to YouTube and type in Forbes Riley. And TV studio, because it's amazing, and we use talent all the time, don't we, Miss Denise?
Yes, we do. Brandon, weren't you at the Tampa Bay Film Society fundraiser?
Yeah, I stopped by briefly. I didn't plan on it being a whole night event, because I'm pretty busy with work this time of year, with it being open enrollment season. I stepped away from my desk to call into the radio show because I love Dawn, and I had to talk to her and Niecy. I love you guys.
We love you too, honey.
But no, it was very cool listening to Christy is the guest name?
Yep, Christy's.
Yes.
She was in the movie.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and Renee's here. But we want to thank you so much. I know our time is short, and I got two more callers. But, Brandon, we just want to give a success story, and we'll hook you up with Forbes and get over and see her.
And we need to get you a book for audition so you can understand how to virtually audition.
You need this book. Yes, you need this book because you can buy it at Amazon. It's number one in Amazon, everybody.
Yes,
but, you know, Forbes, at the end, I Googled some things on YouTube, and there's more to this book. You're doing some amazing things with talent, and you're going to be getting talent out there and –
Well, that was the other thing, and Brandon, you'd be very excited about what we're building. Like I said, because of Zoom and all the other type of technologies, a platform within this book that really helps accelerate and accentuate who you are as a talent, whether you're a musician, a singer, dancer, actor. Yeah, it's great.
You have to come to the Forbes Factor Live, Brandon. You have to.
Yes, you have to be there. Ooh. You have to meet Forbes. Ooh. But Brandon, I got two more calls. We got 15 minutes. I got
to
get them on. Thank you for calling
in.
All right, so
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, so we have one of our reporters. Let's go to Teresa. She's so excited to talk to you, and she's done some homework. And Teresa, our reporter with the World's Tourism Pageant, welcome to the show, and here's Forbes Riley.
Hi, this is Teresa, World's Classic Miss Tourism 2019.
Hi.
I have a question. Oh, I have three, actually, but we'll start with one. We dance for social and health purposes. You mentioned finally meeting Fred Astaire. Did you ever want to dance like Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire in a movie or be on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, baby, you're going to crush my heart, love. Oh, I snuck into the Academy Awards so I could get to meet and touch Fred Astaire in person. I did a college thesis paper on him. I love that you picked up on that. Oh. When that man danced, my heart just sang, and I would have given anything between him and Gene Kelly. And I'll tell you what happened with Gene Kelly. He actually came backstage to see me do a play, a very small play called Present Laughter in Los Angeles, and my heart did stop. To be alive during those times, I grew up with him and Danny Kaye and Ray Bolger, and I loved Ann Miller. If I could have done that, that was my talent. In fact, I ended up tap dancing with Bob Hope. I'm just that age.
Really?
I was 16 in the Miss Teenage America pageant on NBC with Bob Hope, and every time he'd come to New York, you know, he and I would tap dance and do our little Shirley Temple thing, and it was awesome. Second question is, I got told many times I was not famous enough for Dancing with the Stars, and it's been unfortunate because I've been watching for like the last 6 or 7 years.
She is now.
I think I am now.
She is now.
Well, now when I watch when I don't know any of the names of the people, now I must be famous because I know my name. But now I'm almost old enough to forget my name.
We just had John Schneider on a couple weeks ago.
I saw that in London.
He was on there. He's on there last time.
Yeah, and they had Cloris Leachman. God knows she's 108. I can do this. I would love to. I watched my dear friends Mary Lou Hanna and Lisa Gibbons and some of my best friends do that show. I know Tom Bergeron, if you're listening. I'm ready to do this. I am. I really think I can do this.
We're going
to
shout out for that, and you're going to put it. We're going to put the atmosphere.
We're
going
to do.
Teresa, hold on a second. We have to go to a commercial.
I would love to see you on
Dancing. Yes, we agree. We totally agree. I have to run this commercial because I have a VIP guest that's going to be on the phone as well. So stay tuned. We have more questions for Forbes.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
That we do in live stream opportunities and events and. You know, we air, in fact, what time is it right now? Is it 5?
Head of the Make-A-Wish Foundation for South Florida. And every year he always has a major celebrity. I mean, he's had Sharon Stone. He's had Mark Anthony. He's had Cheyenne.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Eric Zulli, one of the top 10 social media influencers in the world. Are you looking to expand your brand, increase your reach, boost your business? Are you tired of not getting results? Well, check out Easy Way Promotions, powered by EasyWayNetwork.com. Call 877-399-2929 or text letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y to the number 55678. We'd be glad to welcome you to our Easy Way family.
So, Forbes, we're back, and I have Forbes, I want to see if you can hear this voice, if you know who this person is. This is for you. You got to put the headsets on. Oh, she's so in love. She's so in love. I want to come to the wedding.
When is that?
Oh, soon, soon, that's all we know.
Forbes, is your headsets on? Okay.
I can hear you. Good.
Let me see if you know this voice, because this voice is the voice of the world, is a major inspiration to me as well. There you go. You're on the air, VIP guest.
Hello, Forbes Riley. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
I'll give you a hint. Forbes is on our Wall of Fame, and you do it the blank way.
Oh, is that not?
Keep going.
Because yeah. I was just at Jim and Jody's, and I'm on their wall, so I'm in their vision board. But that's not who this is.
Okay, give another hint.
One more hint.
You were probably one of my favorite interviews.
Oh God, that's everybody I've ever talked to. That's what I get. So that's
one guessing. We're guessing. Spit it out.
I have a son named Eric. Does that ring a bell? I have a son named Eric. His first name is Eric.
I must be older than I think. Okay, now the anticipation is killing me. Who am I talking to?
This is Eric Zuli, the one and only.
Oh my God,
Eric Zuli, easy way.
That is completely okay. Now you sound like you. You're so silly. You're doing someone else's voice. Oh, you guys are bad.
Hi, Eric.
I wanted to see you.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
We are awesome. You know, we're rocking the room. I have to tell you, I don't have this much fun when I do my radio show. By the way, have you ever seen my radio show? No, heard it. It's on every Wednesday at 3 o'clock on Voice America, called The Forbes Factor. Mm-hmm. It's all about health, wealth, and happiness. Dawn, I think you need to be a guest.
I would love that. I can't wait to come to your next seminar, and we want to promote that right now. Okay. Where can people buy tickets?
All right, so simply go to Forbes Riley. I'm sorry,
Forbes Factor.
Yeah, go to ForbesFactorLive.com. It's late here. Come on, I broke my toe.
Eric.
You go to ForbesFactorLive.com. There's about 2 seats left. Denise is correct. For this February, then we're not doing it again until April. Here's the deal. If you're feeling stuck in your life and you want to move forward, you want a transformation, you want to change, and or you really want to learn how to pitch your life, your business, pitch for a girlfriend, I don't care. I'm a master at that, but the people in the class, the heart that we've created in the family and community is second to none. I know no other place that's not religious or political where you can have this kind of team members all over the world, from Hawaii to Italy to Australia and Brazil. We've got students everywhere, but I only teach it right here in Tampa. So that's happening, and Forbes Factor Live. And if you want to reach out to me and ask any questions on social media, I'm all over Facebook.
And by the way, I want to thank Eric for hooking me up with Bob, because I'm so excited with these products here. And we have a spin gym here. Hold on, Eric. She's getting ready. She's going to have Darren do it, because Darren's never done
this. Oh, Darren, you've never done this before?
He's never done this before. So she's the guru. I would say you sold $2.5 million in products or more.
No, a million products. Do the math. It's a big difference.
I didn't know that. Someone just told me that. How many?
I've sold over 2.5 million of these products. Things.
Oh, there we go. Then my price was off.
But you do the math at $30 a unit, and you go, wow, you've done okay.
Right.
But in my career, between the Jack LaLanne juicer, 180 different infomercials, I have one on the air right now for stem cells, one for reading glasses, and one for a chin exerciser that gets rid of your double chin, $2.5 billion in sales.
Billion dollars. She's a billion dollar woman. Yeah. Was it a TV show?
$6 million
man?
No, this is billion dollar woman.
Millions. Do you want to see something cool?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she's showing something behind.
Yes. Give me your thumbs.
We're live on the radio, so I got to keep talking. Yeah.
Eric, what's going on?
So I'm an independent paparazzi consultant.
Wait, Renee.
She told me to read it.
Eric's talking.
Okay.
Okay, Eric, go ahead.
She's getting excited, Eric. What? She's teaching Darren how to do spin gym.
Nice, I love that. You tried it for the first 10 seconds.
She has some.
Are you there, Eric?
Yeah.
Nice.
Eric,
I'm just letting
here.
You guys do your thing.
Okay, you know how
can be see your show.
Right. Actually, on the internet, live, and on Facebook. Right there. See, it's on Facebook Live.
It's pretty cool. I love that he is loving this.
Look this way.
We're having an awesome time.
I have to hijack your microphone. Yes. Next to you is I'm sorry, this is radio and not television. No smell.
It is television.
But we have the cutest, most amazing man next to us. One on the left, but one on the right. The one on the right just won Mr. World. Want to see him spin you?
Yes.
So can I introduce Mr. Josh?
We are also on TV, Forbes. We're on the Easy Way Network.
Right.
So let's just say hi to Joshua South. Josh, can you just introduce yourself?
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, you know, the Easy Way Network is creeping up to about 500,000 hits a month. And yes, we are. We just brought Dawn officially on as an ambassador for Florida.
Yay!
And hey, Forbes, how are you enjoying that TrueMedic foot massager?
That's funny. I actually have that underneath my bed, and I use it all the time, and I owe you many thanks for that. Shout out to TruMedic.
Eric, give your website for everybody to go to.
Well, yeah, really, if you text promote to 55678, you can find us. And if you go to the easywaywall.com, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, wall.com, you'll see Forbes Riley as well as a lot of other influencers on there. We're building a wall of heartpreneurs, we call them. But, yeah, you can just check us out at easyway.tv, and you can also check Don's show out pretty soon in December. And
oh,
so we're really excited
about that. We're on Easy Way TV. That is so cool.
Yeah, and how many networks, Eric, are we on?
Well, and I hear that you might possibly be able to check Forbes out on SheTV from what I hear in the grapevine, but I'll be talking a bit more about that.
Oh, but you know what else?
But yeah, we have about 18 networks, and we reach over half a billion people in the whole world.
It's
so
amazing.
We're doing our thing.
Well, I'm going to, real quick, I know Darren just got off an audition. He drove 2 hours to get here from Orlando, and I know we have 10 minutes. We still have Carrie on the line. We have Teresa. We're going to have to, Forbes will have to do a live feed with you, and you can call her.
Okay, and the last thing, though, Eric, can I just tell you,
yes.
I have a new TV series on Amazon Prime. We're up to our third episode called Transcend. There's going to be a huge billboard in Hollywood, and I think it's kind of cool. And the billboard is actually me playing the demon. Yeah,
I've seen it.
Okay. So Darren is an actor we met on the movie set the other day, which I was reading Forbes' book because I started to laugh because I didn't even know that it was all about movies. And in the back, I turn it around. It says, "Want to be a star in the entertainment industry?" I'm sitting on a movie set going, "Yeah, I'm here." So anyways, Darren, do you want to do some things with your music? And you're on the air right now. Come here.
Hey, guys. I've actually been an actor since I was 8 years old. I've done over 8,000 some odd commercials and 3,000 films. And I'm actually going to probably possibly put this boy band together here down in Florida, and then we'll travel upstate and see how it works. But I think it would work better in Vegas right now. But I got a couple guys that just keep hounding me every day about it because I'm a good singer and a writer, and I wrote about 10 songs for them already. So they want to get together and see if we can bring back NSYNC and Backstreet back here in Orlando.
At what age do you become a man band?
I was just thinking that.
That's what I was thinking.
That should be called the man band. I was thinking the same thing for us.
No, Kiss is the grandpa band.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I was thinking boy band, but these guys are actually younger than me. I'm 36. They're actually in their 20s. So
what kind of music do you sing?
Pop.
Can we hear
music?
Something?
Yeah.
She wants to know.
Right now.
I don't know which
right
song would she off the key.
We have 7 minutes and I have three guests on the line.
No worries. Sure. First off, I can't keep a promise. I'm no one to count on at all. Now we got no time for that.
So Darren knows. How many agents are you with?
A lot.
How many?
Probably about 20 just in Florida.
In Atlanta?
And about 3 or 4 in Atlanta strong.
Okay, so I have a quick offer for you. You and I have not met. You did Drive 2.5 hours. I have a television studio and a book about auditioning. Do you want to do a workshop for some actors out there?
For sure.
All right, done. That's how you JV.
There you go. Another discovery in Hollywood Connections.
Yes, it is.
And I do. Hold on a second. While you have my headsets on, do you want to tell Carrie to ask a question to Forbes?
Please. Tell Carrie.
Carrie, ask a question to Forbes.
Yes. Hi, Forbes. I was just wondering, when you started out in the acting, what was one of your favorite movies that you have been taken care of in when you were younger?
Few Good Men.
That was yours?
That was mine.
Well, okay, and I have a Broadway story in my book about standing next to the guy who wrote A Few Good Men.
Oh, awesome.
And then for me, it was Roman Holiday, and I actually got a Broadway show. It's in the stories in the book about watching Audrey Hepburn, believing that she was a princess who escaped from the palace one night, and it changed my entire life because I pretended to be her whenever I got nervous.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. No, I just love Jack Nicholson.
Hey, I pretend to be you.
How about a Cuckoo's Nest? That would freak me out.
That was good, yeah.
So also, let's go back to Teresa. You have another question for Forbes.
Yes. Okay. Do you have an easy favorite health recipe?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Here's a couple things that I love. One, do you have a juicer?
Yeah.
Well, and if you don't, that's okay. It's actually, I love putting carrots in a juicer. I got that from Jacqueline many, many years ago. I lived at a raw food institute for a while. And if you can do just some carrots, a little bit of apple, and then other things along the way, you put in a little bit of kale or lettuce or even juice a potato. What Jack taught me is that you need raw enzymes in your body because, killed food, cooking kills. And the point is, you're a live, amazing organism. And that whole thing about you are what you eat is true. So if you can get some fresh juice in your body, and then if you can, get wheatgrass juice. That seems to be the elixir of life. Wait, there's one more. Wheatgrass is hard, followed with a little bit of cinnamon and a bite of orange. And then finally, you can get this in your grocery store, but it's Paul Bragg's apple cider vinegar. This will kickstart your liver every morning. It'll taste nasty, but your body will start to shed fat from the inside out. Wow. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's true. They said it's good to put that with lemon, a little bit of honey.
I have a blender.
I knew by your hesitation you don't really have a juicer. don't buy juices for $6.50 for a container like this. Homemade juice for that $150 investment costs pennies per glass, and you make it at home. So Merry Christmas or Happy New Year or whatever. That's your present, I think, this year.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get yourself a juicer.
I love my juicer. I do. I have watermelon juice.
Perfect.
And I put the grind in there, too, in the green. Yeah, that's good for you.
I will tell you, it will change your life, and every once in a while, go on a 1 or 2 day fast. I used to do the lemon cayenne pepper fast. I have a keto thing that I do.
Yeah.
But you gotta stop shoving bologna and other crap into your body.
Yeah.
Sorry, it just doesn't
stop
work. Between
sugar.
No sugar.
No sugar.
Well, I gotta clear the phone lines except for Eric. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Carrie. Quickly, we gotta hang up on them. I'm sorry because we have a few minutes, and I have to a film director that's doing. Yes. We have. I want you back next week for the miracle stories. Oh my gosh.
Ohio.
Well, I have 1 minute. But Jared Knowles, we're doing the IndieWise convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, Forbes, at the Golden Nugget. It's a huge film event. And we have Reporter Wars. Is Jared on the phone yet? He's been trying to get through?
Yeah, I think so.
That would help.
You think so? Hi, Jared. This is Niecy. How are you today?
Do we have time?
Is that Jared?
I guess not. I guess he's not on.
Oh, God, no. Peter.
Okay, so
I can't control the calls.
So it's IndieWise convention, and he's been trying to call, and our phone lines have been booked. But here, I'm going to send you his number real quick. Peter, try to call him, or Jared, try to call now. Peter's calling you. 2 minutes. But before we go, Renee, read that commercial for me real quick.
Oh, well, over here. I did the other one.
Okay. She's ready. Action 321.
Okay, action 123. Hi, I am an independent paparazzi consultant, and I'm doing this commercial for Gail Saint. She has beautiful, affordable $5 jewelry. All of her accessories are lead and nickel free, and all necklaces come with matching earrings. Where else can you get a matching set for $5? We have new releases Monday through Friday, along with our best-selling blockbuster. Join me every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on Facebook for my live paparazzi party. Or visit my website at www.strongandsassymom.com.
Okay, so what I'll do, Renee, because we have 1 minute and 2 minutes, and we'll pass it on. We'll run her commercial. Real quick, let's go. Jared, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you
Sorry,
doing?
Our phone lines have been full. We have Forbes Riley here. And, of course, every time she's here, our phone lines are always full.
Yeah.
And Mr. World. So do me a favor. Tell us real quick, two minutes. But remember, let's buy the book at Verdation on Amazon. Forbes Riley by Paula Spin Gym. We're going to have her back. We have more time. Tell us what's happening in Vegas at the Golden Nugget that I'm involved in.
Oh, yes, most definitely. It's a pleasure to be here tonight on the show. So up next, September of 2019, next year, September 24th through the 29th, we will be in Las Vegas at the Golden Nugget hosting the IndieWise Film and Music Convention. And as a part of the convention, we have some very unique awards that will be given away that are sponsored by Hollywood Connections, Don Reese of Hollywood Connections. We have the Best Reporter Award, the Best Talk Show Host Award, and the Best Youth and Arts Award. And Dawn and I are partnering in order to facilitate the award show, where we'll be presenting these awards, among many other awards. Our event is for filmmakers and artists
to celebrate and
showcase their work.
I have 1 minute, but say hi to Forbes Riley, billion-dollar woman on HSN.
Hey, Jared, I'm looking at your website. This looks like a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Are the awards just for local talk show hosts, or can Dawn and I enter?
I know. I'm putting it together.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, it's international. We have over 80 countries that are physically involved. So.
All right, so we're going to be there to support you. And you know, my fiancé just won Mr. World. So if there's a bodybuilding category, who knows?
Oh, wow. That's phenomenal.
Well, we want to thank Renee here real quick. 1 minute. Renee's been sitting
Nicole.
Here.
Who is
Renee?
Renee's over there.
Renee. Hello. I need the boosting for memory.
Wow. How many people were there in the studio?
Oh, man. It's like, oh, no, no, no.
Nicole.
And no one has any clothes on. It's
yes. Renee's to my right.
Well, this show just got one.
I want to say
one thing, if I may. Congratulations to Don and Nisi of officially becoming a part of the Easyway family. And Don's already made money.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And then I want to invite everybody to the Freedom Ball. We're trying to stop sex trafficking, human trafficking. We'll be at a yacht club on December 7th, freedomballevents.com. It's a fundraiser, and everybody that's involved with Don on this show is getting a VIP ticket from me.
Yes, and I got a reporter out there. Wow. We got to go. We're